Hey, I'm at the gym, so if I sound like I'm breathing hard, that's why. I'm in between doing my aerobic and doing some weight training, and I was subjected to TV. You know, we got about 15 TVs up on the wall in front of the room, and one of them was playing probably BET. Anyways, it was rap music video, and it occurred to me that all those guys look so angry, and got me to thinking about why, especially since many of those guys are multimillionaires driving Mercedes-Benz and Rolls-Royces, yet they sing about how angry they are and like they've been treated and mistreated so poorly. And it got me to thinking about the victim mentality and how the victim mentality is something that we impose on ourselves. Victimhood is something that we do to ourselves. And it's easy to fall into, an easy trap, if you are part of a minority. And what I have seen over the years is that so many of the people who feel victimized, essentially what they're doing is they're giving away their power. They are endorsing and empowering the very thing that they are railing against. So a minority, for instance, feels angry about being victimized and being repressed. Well, to the degree that they believe that they are repressed and victimized, they are. They're doing exactly the wrong thing. They're doing exactly the right thing to keep that mentality in place, but basically they are saying that the majority or their oppressor has power over them. Now, occasionally you'll see some really outstanding exceptions to that rule where it's especially, I think, prevalent, at least it's the one example that comes to mind, in professional sports. The men and women in professional sports who are of minority ancestry, if you can call it that, have done very, very well. And they don't feel, for the most part, like anybody is keeping them down. In fact, they have said, no one is going to stop me. And they've made successes of themselves. Well, that's true for everybody. It goes back to the days of the Irish when they came over from Ireland. It goes back to the days of Swedes, dumb Swedes. Every group at one time has been a minority, and some of them have felt oppressed. Some of them have been oppressed. I'm not denying that they have been manipulated and oppressed, but those who don't buy into it, those who step outside of the context, those who refuse to be victimized, are typically not kept back. They're not held back because they say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to buy into that. I am powerful in my own life, therefore I'll do what I want to do. In fact, I am a minority in the city where I live. Jackson, Mississippi is, I believe it's about 60% African American, so I'm definitely a minority. And I found myself at times thinking, oh my God, I am surrounded by a majority. I am a minority for the first time in my life. I've always lived places where Caucasians were the majority. But I refuse to let that make me feel as if I don't have power, as if my power isn't as substantial. Now, there are things about politics and the and economics that tend to bother me, and decisions that are made that I don't agree with based on race or gender, but they have no power over me. I refuse to submit to the kind of thinking that I can't do what I want to do. This is, after all, America, and we are the land of the free. We have the blessing of liberty, and because of that, we're free to not feel victimized. If you feel victimized, snap out of it, do something about it. Get with the program, change your life so that you don't have to live as the effect of your life rather than the cause of your life, because you cause your life and you need to act as if you have the power to be who you are.